by Pirik Mem Vov Posuk Aleph. The Posuk says Vizbach Smochim Luke Aviv Yitzchak. So Ramban quotes Chayvada Mikvod Aviv Yosef Mikvod Hiskeno Fikach Tolab Yitzchak Lo Boavram Loshen Rashi. Rashi here writes that the reason why it says he was Yaakov was offered sacrifice to the God of his father Yitzchak doesn't mention anything about Avram. So Rashi writes that the person's chayev to mechabed his father more than his grandfather. That's why it says Yitzchak and not Avram. But the implication is very clear from Rashi that there is a chayev to mechabed your grandfather. So many of the Gedolei Achronim ask a steered Rashi and Makis on Yebez and Aleph says a father is his grandson is not mechuyev to mechabed his grandfather. Says the steer in Rashi from Rashi in Chumash to Rashi in the Gemara. So I guess a different answer is given, but I think this Rashi is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch that you have a chiyuv, but not as great. Okay. As your father, Veinenu must speak. Anyway, the Ramban doesn't like it. Shiraui, Lomar Lelukei Avosov, Beli Shichai Adam. What does it have to get to the particulars? Just say the God of your fathers. Kamoshomer Elokim Asher Yisalcho Avosai, the phone of Avram Yitzchak says it later in the parsha. In next week's parsha,
yeah.
With Filosomer Elokei Avram Elokei Avi Yitzchak. Says it earlier, it says both.
Yep.
O Yomar Zvachim Zvizbach Zvachim Lashem. Just say Lashem. Kmo Shomar Bavram Vivim Mizbech Lashem. Matzor Kafarsh Be'o Yosha. What do you have to get into the details? So he doesn't like Rashi's Pshat. Aval Pozgaz Yeshbo Sod. This puzzle is to convey to us a secret. Yiglalanu Oso Sham Be'Brish Rabba Chachamim. Conveyed and revealed to us a secret in Bereshis Rabbah. Ki kashir bo Yaakov laredetz Mitzrayim. When Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, ro ki agolus yascho bo uvizaro. When Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, he saw ki agolus yaschil bo, the galus will now begin with him, uvizaro's descendants, upochad mimenu, he was afraid of it. V'zovach zvachim rabin l'pachad aviv Yitzchak. He was very afraid of it, so therefore he offered many sacrifices to the Abishur, who was known as the fear of his father Yitzchak. Mm-hmm. So another way to connote Hashem, Shaloteba Midas Adin Mesucha Kenegdo. He wanted to bring out the Midas Arachim, he wanted to soften the Midas Adin, and, you know, kind of get Midas Arachim going. Vasazeb Bir Sheva, he did specifically Bir Sheva, she was based Filul Avosov. That's where Yitzchak was, yeah? That was a base tefillah in Avram. Misham not Rishus, but lechto l'Haran. And that's when he got Rishus to go to Haran. Yeah? So they were both there, you're saying. Yeah, Avram and Yitzchak.
Right, Avram and Yitzchak both went to Beersheba, had in the past gone to Beersheba. Yaakov even went to Beersheba, and now he's going back again before he embarks on what he figures is now the beginning of the Golas. So he wants to go to Beersheba and, you know, make sure everything's okay.
Yeah. The Torah hones in on the word zvachim to tell you they weren't burnt offerings, they weren't a korban oilo, it was a shlomim. Ki Avram olos hikriv, Avram was makriv olos. Rabosenu amru, lo hikriv b'nei noach shlomim. We have a mesora. Gemara says in zvachim, he says, Rav Shevel Zatzal, kuftet zayinam and alf, that the b'nei noach were not makriv shlomim. Olos hikriv. Ubenach, Kosev Mefurish V'yal Olos B'mizbech. It says Beferish Olos. Aval Yaakov in the Pachar Hashem Hikriv Shlomim, because he wanted to be a conduit of the Midas Arachim. Hashlim Elav Kolamidos. To be Mashim Elav Kolamidos. He says on the bottom from Rav Abu, the Matzilim Shalom Moshadosh Abu Rav Abu Solo.
They're a source of peace because you have meat that you could share with other people.
Kamo Shadar Shalom and Shematilim Shalom Ba'olam. You instill peace in the world, the Torah's Quranim
has. He's trying to invoke, Mizrachim. And the way to do that is by spreading, you know, being able to share things with people.
Right.
So that's what he's doing.
Yeah, that's why it says Zvachim. It's supposed to Olus. In the Heisa Tchilis Kavanos Vemidas Akvura Shia Krova Elav. And this was, I guess, Midas Akvura of Yitzchak.
That's why it talks about specifically Yitzchak, because he's aiming at the Midah of Gvura.
What, to soften it?
Yeah.
I thought Gvura is Midas Adin, though.
I think, yeah, he's aiming to soften that Midas Adin.
Midas Adin?
Yeah. Yitzchak represents Gvura and Din.
Right.
So it specifically says it's Le'elokei Aviv Yitzchak, because I think he's going to say, because he wants to, he's aiming at that Midah that's most represented by Yitzchak to try to temper it with Rachamim.
That's why it says cause of Pach Yitzchak v'dischesi called Skeno. Who a tam shomer b'loshen acher, and that's the tam b'tchila shalom b'shalom a tam v'achach shalom b'shalom a rav. When you have an entourage, the talmidim are in front. So first, if you're going in the opposite direction, the first one you meet is the talmidim. So you ask the tam shalom of the tam, and then shalom of the rav. So that's why he basically mentions his father first.
Right, so since Yitzchak was, he says in the bottom, in the notes, Rav Shoel says, I think based on the Rebbeinu Bechaya, that since Yitzchak was Avram's Talmud,
yes.
So first he addresses
the Talmud first.
Yitzchak before he could get past him to Avram. So he says, Pachad to Elokei Aviv Yitzchak, because that's who he would sort of reach first in his progression.
But he's trying to get to the Chesed of Avram?
I think it's a separate answer. At least it's a related answer, but...
You think this is a new answer, you mean?
I mean, it's related to the other answer. He doesn't say specifically that he's aiming at getting to the chesed of Avram, but he doesn't use that language in this phrase, but you could...
It seems like it's all the same mahalas,
yeah,
right?
Could, yeah, you could connect the two.
He's trying to soften the...
In the first one, I think it's a little different, because he's aiming specifically for Yitzchak in order to... You know, in order to do attempt to, you know, temper or reduce the Midas Adin,
huh?
Yeah, the Midas Adin that Yitzchak represents.
Military,
so he's aiming directly at Yitzchak.
Right.
The second one, you're maybe right. You can add them together and say he's aiming to get past Yitzchak to Avram, who represents Chesed, and that's where he's aiming to get past the Din and into the Rachem. So he's trying to get, you know, but he has to first go through Yitzchak to get there. Like going through the Talmud to get to the Rebbe.
Read to the Medrash Rebbe Chunim and Akana Vloshnaza Yishva Yaakov Pachar Avi Yitzchak Chiyesh Adam Shnishpa Kach Be'amunas Pachar Avi. Would you ever have a guy that swears with the faith and the fear of his father? Aladayin Lo Nosim Yaakov Koch. Yaakov wasn't yet given the Koch.
He didn't yet have any strength, so to speak. So therefore he had to invoke his father's. And that's the consuming fire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And with Yivram Nilmot, you're making Omer Yisbach Zvachim Hashem. Kidafishat Akfar Zachal Yaakov Echalko.
Because now Yaakov has arrived at his own portion.
Shinemai Titim as Yaakov has Lavar Shishbatal Mosim Mekinim. Hutzel Fars Ata. Nebis Huskarbonus Neri Lava Lokei Yitzchak Aviv. Bemoras Alaylo. Suskabons as a prism at night, but means a din ruffle, the softened means a din. So Shomer Lane of the Marshal Lila. So the Meshachach was his Lila, you know, Shem appeared to him in the Gaulus. But Shomer Nochi Akel, Elkevicha, I'll be with you in Gaulus. Kiyu Akel, Bais Kel, Shomolo, Bukharan, Nochi Akel, Beskel, Shemashach, the Shamatseva. And who Elohe Avicha, who Hashem, who Amida, Shtichus Lehiru, Mitzrayim. His promise will yiru v'tzrayim ki yizke bedino v'yigal acharinu, who will be redeemed after affliction. So Tam Anuchi Alcha Gam Olo. So there's a promise that Hashem's going to be with us.
Yeah, and get us back out.
Right.
We can only invoke that now once he's got his own chelek, so to speak.
What does it mean Yaakov wasn't yet given the koach?
Because it says down the bottom, based on the Levush Rakanati, that he wasn't zocha in any koach until he came back to Eretz Yisrael. That was when he was in Choron. He was relying only on Yitzchak's ability, Yitzchak's power. Right? That's why it's Vayishav Yaakov Afachad of Yitzchak at that point. And it's only when he gets back from Choron that he then comes into his own, you know, his own chelek, at which point we would say Titan Emes Yaakov. Then he has the meat of Emes. That's when he gets, you know, whatever that ability or power is.
When he comes back to his father.
When he comes back to Eretz Yisrael.
Mm-hmm. And then he'll rest assured that the Abish will be with him.
Yeah.
And the Swiss of the Karbonus, Shem appears to him the Mars Alive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So basically, this is the first Mahalach. First piece I wanted to do. Basically, Rashi just gets very technical by saying that the kivud of a father is greater than a great-grandfather.
Right.
Bond says that's not the point. He was trying to
invoke militate a very particular
shlomim to mitigate against this midas adin of the Abish, to soften it. And then he adds on that, you know, maybe he's even striving to get to Avram's chesed. And then he finally adds on with the ministry of Chunim and Akana that Yaakov would invoke Yitzchak because he was not at that madrega. And then when he came back, which he had reached that madrega, with the schus of Kobonos, Hashem would appear to him even Begolos, and he promises he's going to take us back out of Mitzrayim as well.
Yep.
Okay. Now, if we have time, we'll try to come back to. This is a really long piece. The next piece, because of a Rav, about. I think it's about anthropomorphism.
Wow. Okay.
But let's go back to it if we get a chance, because it goes on for pages and pages. Maybe one time we'll. Might take us 3-4 times to go through the whole thing. So maybe another time. But let's take a look at Tet Vav. Yeah, Mem Vav, Tet Vav. Here the Ramban says a tremendous chiddush here about the Torah doesn't like to speak about Nisim for no reason. Okay? So, Shloshim Eshesh, you do the count, and it comes out only 32 people came down, not 33. Right. This is referring to Yocheved that was born, she went into the city. The birth of Mitzrayim, not the conception. The Ibn Ezra frek the kashiv amre kizet tama. Imkain lama lo hiskar akas of hapella. Why doesn't the Torah mention this wonder? Shanasa imosho lida moshe he basmeo shloshim shana. She was actually 130 when she gave birth.
Right. If that's true, if that's really so, that she was born at this moment when they entered, as they entered Mitzrayim.
Right.
Then why, when Moses born, why don't we note? Hey, look at this amazing thing that Yocheved, who's been alive all this time, gave birth to a baby.
And she was 130.
130.
Which is quite old, right? To say the least, right?
Yep.
So, it should have been in there. The cheshbon is that Klal Yisrael stayed in Mitzrayim 210 years, right? So since Moshe was 80 years old when he stood before Paro,
right,
he was thus born 130 years after they entered Egypt.
Right, which means that she had to have been 130 when she gave birth to him. Because she was born when they came in.
Right. So, yeah, very good. So continues the Ramban. Amazing. I'm sorry, the Ibn Ezra, yeah? Alama Hiskir Dover Sara Shaisa Bastipi. Third mention Sara.
Right.
It's 90. And she's 130. Lo Dailanu Zat Sara Chiyasu Paitanam Piyutim Biom Simchas Torah. I'm not familiar with the song, but
yeah,
there's...
I don't know.
Are you?
No.
There was a song made by the Paitanim that people used to sing in Simchas Torah about Yocheved, my mother. Yeah?
Yep.
Will be comforted after me. Imply Yocheved even survived her son.
Right.
So that means she was 250 years old when Moshe died.
Right.
Whoa. Yeah?
So how come we don't talk about it ever?
Is the proof, the riot for the poets, the Paitan of this longevity, because Achia, you know, Achila Shino has lived a long time.
Right. Down at the bottom it says that he was Yerushalayim, and we know that he lived to the days of Rehoboam.
Right. He was...
Like 550 years.
Yeah. That was 450 years.
550
years. Oh,
yeah? Tafakuf Nonis.
It says here in the English, 450.
Okay.
It's a Gemara and Babasra, Kuf Chof Aleph on the base. Maybe you're right.
Oh, no, 450. Sorry, am I missing? No, Tav Kuf is 500, 550.
I'm not sure where you are. Oh,
yeah.
I got it on the very bottom.
Yeah, I got it,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Tav Kuf Nun is, you're right, is 150.
Tav is
550.
550, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, we have to look in Baba Basra.
Fine.
Yeah. But on the basis of this Mesorah, the Paitanim said that longevity was possible for Achia, it was possible for Yocheved, you know? Mm-hmm. Amazing, no?
Yep.
So he says here, he says, O Divrei Yocheved, Elu Dvarav. If so, this is not a raya, but for his longevity, but it's a mesorah of a shita, yeah?
Right.
He says, the marker of Achia's longevity is from the Seder Olam. This is a sefer of Chronicle during times of Tanakh, yeah. Rabbi Yosef ben Chalaf is a Talmud Rabbi Kiva.
Yeah.
So this is Elu Dvarav. These are the words of the Ibn Ezra, yeah?
Yep.
So, I mean, this is big stuff. I mean, why didn't you mention this, you know?
Right, I think his point about the Odeh V'Yachid is to say, okay, and if you want to say, well, because it's not impressive, he said, look, we mentioned Sarah, who's
right.
only 90, right?
Right?
Yocheved sounds like she was 130, plus we know she lived at least to 250. And if you say, well, that's not really very impressive, considering Achia Shiloni,
right.
that's only Das Yachid that Achia Shiloni lived that long.
Right.
Right? That's only Rabbi Yossi. So maybe, you know, why don't we mention this, which seems to be like Das Everybody,
right.
that she lived that long.
Right. He points out here, Rav Chevelle, to tell the nose. Excuse me, he says that since on Simchas Torah we read about the obituary of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's appropriate to sing that song.
Right, sure.
Okay, so this is a good tie in it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So let's see weiter. So he says like this, he says, Hinei pen yechacham be'enav b'stiris divra rabbeinu. He says, you know, if someone will be wise in his own eyes, it's like a play on a pasuk in Mishlei, and so sir, the words of the Chachamim, I'll have to respond, I'll save him, the Chachamim. Ani tzirich l'anose lav, v'yom ra ki kol ha-kolponim, ki al-kolponim yeh bedavar yocheved pela gadol min anisim an istarim. It's a nes nister. Shem yisode ha-Torah. You know, he repeats this very strongly in Parshas Bo. He says the beginning of Parshas Vayera, maybe he knows better than me. You know, where the Ramban says that the Nes Nister is more important than Nes Nigla. Because
mm-hmm.
if Ramun B'Tochas B'Tochas on the Nes Nigla, when that Nes Nigla doesn't happen, you know, where Ramun B'Tochas will go out, God
mm-hmm.
forbid.
Mm-hmm.
So he's already referring to that here. He says, Shem Yisod HaTayra, Ki Hi Bas Levi Atzmo Lomis Yachesus Eilav, Kamosha Kosma Shiyaldo Sol Levi Mitzrayim. Yeah? So Yocheved was really... Levi's daughter,
yep.
right? Not his great-granddaughter or granddaughter.
Right.
So she was directly his daughter. V'od kosevis yochid chavid dodoso. Amra married yochavid his aunt. So Amra was the grandson of Levi.
Right, so his aunt would be Levi's daughter.
Right. V'hine im nomer ki holodoso b'bachruso. If you want to tell me that he gave birth to her, Levi, when he was younger, Kasher Holid Kolbanov, like he was molded all his kids, right? If you want to tell me Levi had all his kids when he was a young man, right? Heisele Dasach Aridiso Mitzrayim Ma'at, and you know, it was given birth right after they descended in Mitzrayim right away. Nehi Beledes Moshe Zekanim Od. Right? She wouldn't have been very old at the time of Moshe Minas.
No, she would have been very old. That's going back to the 130 number.
Yeah, she would have been very old. And if you say that Levi gave birth to Yocheved when he was a young man, it was right after they came to Mitzrayim, that means when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, she was old.
Yep.
Kimin and Shomer Rabbeinu 130. Oh, Karovlo.
About 130, right.
Right. Oh, Karovlo. Right.
Depending on whether she was born, you know, as they came in or a little later.
Right. So that would have accentuated the nace of Yocheved being old and giving birth.
Right.
Vim nomar shel yotnol ta'achar sheshivto b'mitzrayim yomim robin. But if you taina that maybe she gave birth after many years, she gave birth to him after she was many years in Mitzrayim, right? Mm-hmm. If you want to give that possibility.
Yep.
Well, this is, I'm sorry, Vim nomar shel yotnol ta'achar that he gave birth to her.
Yocheved was born
to Levi. After Levi was in many years in Mitzrayim, in Einachshu sheholid oso achar ridasol Mitzrayim chameishim b'sheva shana.
7 years.
Right, and maybe you'll say that he did Lamaisa, you know, for a time of 57 years. Then Levi would have been 100 years in Yocheved's birth. Who had been Mea Shana, Kibiridis Ohaya Ben Arbim Mishal Shana. We know that he was 43 at the time he went down. You want to tell me that he came up with 57 years, that means he was 100. Because Yaakov married Leah when he was 84. Yeah, when Levi, her third son, was born, Yaakov was then 87. When he stood in front of Paro Yaakov, he was 130.
Right.
That means Levi was 43 at that time. So where do you get 57 then?
I don't know. It's like backing it into it from this assumption that he was 100 when...
Yeah, where do you get that assumption he was 100? That I don't know. Where's the asterisk here? Yaakov, yeah, he says what I said. Yeah. But where does he get that 57 from?
That he just seems to state, right? He says, "V'hu yia ben me'al shana."
I guess he's trying to, like, come up with a number that a person's old, no?
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to base the 100 on Avram.
Okay.
If you say that she was born later, so then right. He sort of just picks out 100.
Because we have a model of Avram. Shia huzakin k'Avram shi'izkir akazul halaben mea shana yavali. K'siv adoni zakin. V'tia hi zikenes zikna b'ledes moisha bas... 73.
Because, right, if you say that she was born later, right, after they came.
Right.
So then he picks on saying, so Levi would therefore have to be 100 when she's born. Which, right. Since he was 43 when they got down there, that means it's 57 years later.
Right.
And therefore, it's 57 years later because he's going to be 100. And then from
so Klai Yisrael is 210 years in Mitzrayim.
Right.
Take minus, away 57 years.
Well, minus 80 of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu was 80.
No, he says subtract 57 years to hold it achrei to Mitzrayim.
Okay.
And the 80 years that he stood in front of Paro.
Right. So it's 130 minus 57, really, to figure out how old she was.
So 73. Was 73.
That's 73 when she
was
with the
Moshe. 73 again?
Because when they came down, right?
Yeah.
When they came down, Levi was 43.
Right.
57 years later, he gives birth to Yocheved.
We're trying to match him to Avram.
Right. So he's 100 years old, and so it's 57 years later. So that's 57 into the 210.
Right.
He gives birth. Right?
So 210 minus 57 is how much?
I can't do that math off the top of my head. But if you think about, but look at it this way.
That's from the end of the two,
right, and then you subtract the 80 that Moshe Rabbeinu from Moshe Rabbeinu to the end of when he stood in front of Pyro to the end
73.
Of 73. Right, that's the 73 that's left. So she was 73.
Why do you add on 80? Because he had to be alive.
From here to here is 57. Right? Then she's 73. 73 plus 57 is 130. That's 130
say
years.
What did you say 73 was?
57, that Levi, from when they came down till she was born. Right. 73 from when she's born till she gives birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's 130 years plus the 80 Moshe Rabbeinu when they went to Paro. That's a 210.
Right.
So therefore, she's 73.
Right. So even if that, she's still old.
Right.
You know?
Correct. So
it's a double wonder.
One is that Levi would have to be 100when he has her, which is an age. And she's 73, which is also out of the ordinary.
Right. Vim nachar od le'dasul l'sof yimei Levi.
And if you push her birth all the way to the end of Levi's life,
Pella Gadol Bishal Avram.
That's even greater than Avram.
He'll be older than 100. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aval omelecha, and this is the key, davar shu emes or bara b'teira. Kianisim hanasim ayedet navi shenishinabe kain mischila o malach nigla b'malchus Hashem yaskirim akosur v'anasim elein lazor tzadik o v'achris rosha lo yaskirim b'tero b'nevim. Wow.
Difference between, right. So a nace that's done where Akon Shabar was trying to send a message, essentially, right? So he says,
through
he sends a navi to say a nace is about to happen.
Or was it previously prophesied or performed by a malach, right?
Right.
In the course of the divine mission.
So those, the total,
those are mentioned.
Those
help out tzaddik or destroy wicked, those aren't mentioned.
Right.
This is like hot gold, the zozav rosach yutzak. This is like hot gold poured in the mouth. Lashna Gomorrah. Yeah? The wise men refuted the words of our Rabbanim in the matter of Pinchas. Pinchas. Right? You know, Ibn Ezra, in his parish on Bamidbar, brushes aside the Mesorah that Pinchas is identical with Eliyahu.
Uh-huh.
So I guess he's just things acting on him.
He says it many times.
Right. Why would the Pasuk mention hidden miracles when all the foundations of the Torah, getting up and breathing in the morning, right? Benisim nistarim heim. V'tam ha-Torah ein b'chol yonah rak nisim lo tevu minik. Right? Shari yudi ha-Torah kunum osu sumoftim. All the assurance of the Torah in forms of signs and wonders, right?
Right.
Why should the Torah mention hidden miracles when all the foundations of the Torah are hidden miracles? The entire scope of the Torah, the only miracles of no nature or custom, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the assurance of Torah forms of signs and wonders is not natural that he who has connection with one of the forbidden degrees of marriage is chayv karis. Why should that be? Obviously, it's natural. It's supernatural.
Right, that itself is not supernatural.
Right.
In other words, that
Kares
should be visited on someone who's over on that
kind
of
Avera,
that's a
nace.
That's a nace. Right? There's nothing inherently, you know, lethal about being Boa, one of the Arayos.
Right.
Right? Ohochelev.
Right. So what's he saying with this?
So that the whole basis of the Torah is in these Nisim Nistarim.
Why are those Nisim Nistarim? These Onshim?
Because there's nothing about it that makes that's not normal. That's not al derech teva, right? Derech teva is okay. You know, guy's ball. You know, he's ball. That's it. It's over. It's
The Onish is.
Yeah, the Onish is supernatural.
Right. So why is that the bederech? You know, teva.
That's not bederech teva. That's his point.
Yeah, but I thought he said all you said is the Torah benisim nistarim.
No, he's saying they're all benisim and not bederech teva, right? Because we know, like, these onshim are clearly supernatural, right? Hochochelev.
Right.
Or keep going, right? Below you, Hashemayim kabarzo.
Right. I'm not sure what he's striving at here. Kilo yikar samaz teva balach zarizo olchel liya Hashemayim kabarzo betivim neisera b'shana shvis.
Right.
You plant in shvis.
Planting in shmita doesn't have. There's no logical connection. There's no scientific connection
with the
between punishment? Yeah, between planting in shmita and the rain not coming.
Right.
That's supernatural. So he's saying that the basis of all of these dinim and all the onshim is all supernatural.
How does it relate to what he said before that the Torah doesn't mention? Kichon kiyudi a Torah betovos ahein chol atzlochas atzadikim mitzidkasim chol tefilas davim malkenu chol tefilas nisim niflos elashen bem shinui mefursim mitivah shalom. So there's no change in the nature of the world. So kfar v'od v'od v'shem rezeshem. Niyetin l'cha eid nema mashar amarti. So I think he's saying that.
Saying all these Ozar Torah is based in Nisim Nistarim, and they're not explicitly described as such, I think, is his point. So that's why that goes back to his idea that only Nisim that are Nasim Al Yidei Navi, or Shinis Nabe, or that the Malach Nigleb and Malchus Hashem are going to be described as such. Everything else is going to just be, it's not going to be described explicitly, right?
Just written down,
just
you
written
mean?
Down, yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, hidden miracles, like someone giving birth when they're older,
right, not
is a hidden miracle. And the Torah doesn't elucidate that because all the Dini Torah really are Nisim Nistarim.
Right, and it doesn't sit and set
out. Because these Onshim don't really...
They're supernatural. They're not connected logically and scientifically at all.
And they're hidden. We don't understand them, you mean?
That's true, too.
Mm-hmm. They are mentioned, though. Maybe they're not described, you mean?
Yeah, but they're not elucidated, they're not elaborated on.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Fight through, yeah?
Yep.
Let's try to finish it. I don't know if we'll be able to. No, I don't think we'll be able to. Maybe another time. Let's continue, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Kim Ace Bo Yisrael Arts Adleidus Adonenu David Hayakishlos Meos Vashivim Shana. The time Claudius went into Israel till David Melech's birth was 370 years. The Yamimeli Ischaukal Arba Doros. And these days really span 4 generations. Shalmon, Bo Uboaz, Vovid, Vishai. Yagil Cholachamim Tishim Shloshim Shana.
Right, if you take 370
divided by 4, you get 93.
Divided by 4, hold on a second, you got 9, 10, yeah, you got approximately 92, 93, yep.
Renekum, Skanim, 92 or 93?
Approximately.
Yeah.
It's 92, I think it's 92 and change.
Renekum, Skanim, Karav, Avram.
So that makes that each one of them was like the age almost of Avram.
Hayim, Olinim, Kolech, and Mishnas, Moso. They each gave birth to the year of their death, to look at their Koloras.
Right, because the only way to get 4 generations is to say Solomon lived for 93 years, right, fathered Boaz, and then died, right? And then Boaz lived 93 years, fathered Obed, and then died. Similarly, Obed, right. Similarly, Ishai. That's how you cover that whole span.
It's
not the lifespan, then.
Him holy echad mem b'parachruso kemina you acherim skenim mod yosem yavrum.
Right, and if
it's
anybody,
not exactly average.
Right, if anybody if anybody disturbs the calculation older by giving birth earlier, then right, the other ones have to live longer, which is even
right,
even stranger.
Yeah, mem hefle gadol yosem avrum more one is kemia adam b'dor avrum aruchim.
Because people live longer in the days of Avram.
Mishnas David chazal mechitzosim tehaf ulai chayu yoser.
Right,
maybe they live more. Kiyevshay yushlasham and yomim rabin boam lords. Maybe in many days, Shaman, and last one share Kabbalah, Chachmeemis Loved Yamim Rabin.
Right, they said that Obed lived a long life too.
Ruinis Nister Kenasa Lavi Yemelucha Ben Atzadekes Habala Chazos Tachas Ganveshinu. That's Rus.
Right, and maybe it's an Ace Nister that was given to the father of the kingship.
Shaman was the son of the Rus, yeah.
No, Shaman was the grandfather. Was the father of Boaz.
Ben Atzadekes.
Ben Atzadekes is Obed was the son of.
Of Rus.
Of Rus. So yes, maybe Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave Obed a long life,
uh-huh,
because he was the son of Rus. Right, Rus lived a long time too.
Right. So it says in Bava
Basra. It says
that she's still existing in Meshlomo.
Meshlomo was alive, yeah.
Right. Kvar Pirashti, Ki Afle, Apella, Ba'avram, and Enoch, Kashi Yachshova, Chacham, Niskav, Zulosum, Mabali, Amikra. Already was Masber, yes.
Yeah.
It's not like the Chacham and Nishkas was lost on the Balei Mikra. Karma Holy, it's just your Terem Moso, Shivim B'chamesh Shono.
Right, he gave birth to Yitzchak. He fathered Yitzchak 75 years before he died.
V'nei Avro Alal Shnei Chalakim B'yamov. Right?
There was still a substantial amount of his life. Right, almost half his life. Yeah. Right, he lived 175.
Two-thirds hadn't passed yet.
Yeah.
Hanashim Choldor Ein Azekin Abam Arvor Alem Shloshachake Yemosim. Most generations
not old
till one till three fourths,
three quarters, I guess.
Because she actually wrote from the Yelodos for Bachros or Yeshios as a king.
Right, they divide life into four periods.
Right.
So you go youngness, through them,
you know, adulthood, you know, and older, and then elderly.
Like, youth, adolescence,
right.
Manhood, and old age.
V'daros ha'elash or yamim k'shim shonol yachshu arofim zekino adashah chashishim.
And if you say the average lifespan at that point is going to be 70, so then at 60, you're old.
Right. Okay, Avram, holy, bonim, rabim, achrei, arbaim, shonim, let us Yitzchak. He had many, many kids after 40 years after 40
years after
Yitzchak.
He gave birth to Yitzchak. He was 140 at that point.
Yeah, pelek, yiflech, haflaim. You know, mishaksiru, akel, yimei, machrusu. You want to say a nes, that Hashem brought him back to the
chrusu. Yikshalov.
Yikshalov, you could ask. Yitzchak, kasa, pelek,
also. Doesn't talk about it.
It's
against nature, and it would be obvious. So how come it doesn't talk about it?
In that
time, they were fathering children at 70, 80 years old.
Right. Halachos. Halachos. You know, they're like vigor. Yeah.
Women also were giving birth, I guess, older.
Right. They had a period they could give birth. So
the issue with Avram and Sarah.
They didn't have when they were younger.
In other words, with all these other guys, I guess, you know, okay, maybe they had when they were older, but they had previously had when they were younger, so you knew it could happen.
Right.
But with Avram and Sarah, they hadn't had children, so that's for the chiddush of Avram and Sarah.
Right. Well, but Sarah had Pella.
And we knew that she was no longer.
Yeah. She lived that long. He's kind of lachos at Carl as a knusik. Mishpat and Nashim in a pella. Told his man she was not a saying. It's no big deal, right?
Okay.
If she gave birth, she was 130. Because it's possible, no?
Yeah.
Told his man she was not a saying. She was a little goal. She saw the achimele. They had to wait till they got older. Like, yeah, okay, it's
right, he wanted Aaron and Moshe to do the gula, but
until the mother came older. Yeah.
It's not
because Rochen
can do whatever he wants.
The pleasure of Medover. Because we're been in Shlomo. Each Shevet had a twin sister. Why weren't they enumerated?
Right,
they have to die. So you don't have to say that. They married him.
Those were the wives.
I count as one. Because so they're counted as one.
Right.
Because why does the pasuk have to say?
In excluding
the
wives of Yaakov, who might have thought they were Kananios, and after they're excluded, because it says Yosei Recho.
Right.
So obviously, if the numbers are given in terms of Yosei Recho, of course it doesn't include Kanani wives.
Because
they're not Yosei Yerech Yaakov.
Right.
So it must be that the reason that says Movad Neshevin Yaakov is because they are Yosei Recho. So if you just had the language of Yosei Recho, it would include the Neshevin Yaakov, and you want to specifically exclude them.
They married them.
Because they married them.
Although person was on the Kanga, shall eschew basically Dosni Meshwatin. Didn't mention it because they didn't mention when their birth. Okilaski, Hini Rakim, shall lead to be Serbian Mitzrayim. Only mentions those that were what?
Grew.
Born in Mitzrayim, Lodia, Nes, God, Al Nasa, Beribu, Yatsum, Shiro, Mitzrayim. They went from 70 to 600,000.
That's what you had pointed out, right? What's he saying here at the end?
Doesn't mention
it's a separate explanation, a separate issue.
What does it say? It doesn't mention the ones that are just born in Mitzrayim because they wanted to amplify
how much they multiply. Yeah,
right.
And then he ends up with sort of a push-up shot answer, I guess. A peep shot, right? They didn't count them because
I thought that was the original shot, not the original, but they married the Shvatim.
They weren't part of the Cheshbon at all. Uh-huh. That's why it says Milvad Nishay v'nei Yaakov. To exclude them, right. Even though they should have been counted from the language of Yotzei Yirecho, but they're excluded from Milvad Nishay v'nei Yaakov. And then he ends up saying, no, you could just ignore all of that and just say, no, Ish v'Ishto is Ke'echod, and so they're counted together.
Should he ask on the bottom?
Which is problematic, because there's some of the girls are mentioned.
Why does he call Dina after he called Shimon Baila?
Right.
Why Dina married Shimon?
According to Medrash, he took her in because no one else would have her after Shem. She only agreed to come out if he married her.
It's funny, it's against that Chizkuni mentioned the Parsha, they wanted to kill her. You in the Chumashir? The Peshavs?
No.
You heard of this Peshavs?
No.
So I said over the Chizkuni. Chizkuni said they wanted to kill her because she was the union of Yaakov and Shechem. So Yaakov hid her in the bushes. That's why her name is Asnas from Sneh.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to kill Bas Dina, but Bas Dina.
Right.
It's interesting. What, Shimon wanted to... I guess he married Dina later, I guess, right?
Yeah, when they brought her out.
Right. Don't say that since Shimon had a wife...
Therefore, what about Dina?
You move a Yoman. Therefore, quoted Dina. It's also Im Mishto.
The answer is, you could have more than one wife, and they'd still all count as one. Uh-huh. Surely is the answer.
Uh-huh. So basically, to summarize this from Ban is...
No, he's saying his question over there is, how come they list Dina if they mention Shimon as her husband? If you say, well, we know that he had another wife because he had all these sons, and so once he has one wife, you can't count two wives as together, so they had to mention Dina explicitly. He says, that's not true, because whether you say it's a guy with one wife, it's Ishto, or...
Two wives?
Yeah, or two wives, they're still all going to be one family unit, so you count them as family units.
Right.
So there's an answer, though, then. So he brings this up, he brings this up at the end about Ha'ishim Ishto Hu Echad, but he says he doesn't really believe it, or he doesn't really need it, and right. So don't get too deep into thinking about it. It's basically his answer.
Right. So basically, the summarize is that the Nisim, even though it's a great thing, there are 33, not 32, but the Torah doesn't mention it because...
Explicitly.
The Torah, whole base of the Torah is basically
Nisim Nistarim. Basically, Al-Pi Rov, the Torah doesn't explicitly mention Nisim.
Nisim Nistarim.
Right, right.
Right. Nes Niglet does mention, but even though later on in the Ikkar, he says the Ikkar is Nes Nistar, you know?
Right.
Because the Dini Torah is basically based on Nisim Nistarim.
Right.
So the Torah doesn't need to
spell them out.
Spell them out, because that's the nature
of the Torah. That's the way it works, right.
Whereas
the Nes Niglet, there's only certain special Nisim that gets spelled
out. Whereas the Nes Niglet, the Torah will point out Halacha L'Maisim. And then he says that he proves all these Nisim L'Maisim with, you know,
all these
Shalmon,
all the Shalmon and Boaz, everybody living a long time and then having children.
Right. And comes out good. To be Gol Yisrael Ayadeh V'Achim.
Yep.
Yeah, and then he says the reason I'm not Shvatim. Okay, good. Let's just do one more. Yud Ches, Mem Zayin Yud Ches.
Yep.
Eile b'nei Zilpo, yeah.
Yep.
B'nei Rochel, Eish Yaakov, Goymer, Derech HaKos, Lumos, B'nei Akvirus, Yalchad B'tchil. Hashomer, Seder, Yishlach Yaakov, Seder, Eile Shmos, B'nei Zol, Olumnos, Kilogos, Amuchor, B'chorosu, B'tzirk, Zirosu.
Right, so there should be two ways that you could count them, right? Either put all the children of the elder wives, Rachel and Leah first.
Right.
Or list them in birth order, as it does in Vayechi. But here it didn't do either of those.
Just
put Leah first, because that was the most.
Alchenos,
the concubines, the Lagshim.
Because it was by number, right?
Yeah, does it
how
by
many people?
Order of the most.
Little askir b'kovod from Eishes Yaakov, Eishes Kardemal. Since she's in the middle, we still have to make a mention of her kovodik.
And therefore we say it as
Eishes Yaakov. Right.
So put Leah first, because that was the most, right? 33.
Right.
And then Zilpah, because that was, I think, 14, if I remember correctly.
Right.
And then it put Rachel in. And therefore, because she's sort of in the middle, tagged in the middle, so they added on Eishes Yaakov to make it be more of a covetic.
Right. What are the other two options when they're listed?
Either you put like Rachel Leah or Leah Rachel, you know, right. and then the Shvachos.
Or
you do it in whoever, it's just in order of the birth.
Uh-huh.
You list them all in order of birth, gotcha. And you don't necessarily tie them to their mothers.
Gotcha.
If you want to tie them to the mothers, either you put Rachel and Leah first, or you know you have a little bit of a problem. So this is a little strange order. He says, okay, but because the whole point here is the number, so we put it in most to least, and right. Therefore we tag on this extra honorific on Rachel, so you understand her real position.
Right.
Even though you know you could put her first, but they didn't. Because numerically speaking, she's not. They want to give her the title.
Right. Okay, good. We didn't do well.